All stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Well, good evening. This is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. This is episode 30. Today's date, December 28th, 2021. We're going to talk about something that has really, really upset me for the night. And I'm currently reading a book called The Ordinary Men, Reserve Police Battalion 101 and the Final Solution in Poland. This book was wrote by Christopher R. Browning, and it goes into discussions of why men from a reserve police battalion who came from Hamburg, Germany, were sent to Poland to round up over 1,500 Jews. The men that they rounded up were to be sent to work camps, and the women and children and elderly were to be shot on sight by the battalion. Now, please read that book for a little bit more context, but let's go down this dystopian road, America, that we love to just keep walking on. And we're gonna go over some stuff that I've recently seen from the NYPD. And if you haven't seen it, I picked it up on InfoWars a while ago. There's a video going around of the NYPD. They have a specialized unit called the Strategic Response Group that interrupted a young boy's birthday party at a restaurant, I believe it might have been Applebee's, and demanded that the boy show his vaccine passport paperwork. And when they could not provide this paperwork, they were told to end the birthday party and to leave. The little boy was upset and was crying. He was scared. There were at least 12 other officers there for this encounter. Now, many of the patrons that were in this restaurant were visibly and verbally upset, throwing all types of obscenities. I would gladly like to play you the recording, but because there are so many obscenities from the other patrons that were there, who rightfully so were upset, I can't play it. But I am so disgusted in the NYPD. And if you are NYPD and you're listening to me, know this. I was a cop for 10 years. I served this country to the best of my duties and my performances of my duties. And I never violated my oath. I never violated anyone's civil rights. And I never would. And I don't recommend any officer ever do it. Let alone do I recommend any officer to take any type of illegal orders or unconstitutional orders or any orders that would be deemed inhumane. And we are going to start approaching what is right and what is wrong. Where is our morality at right now as law enforcement? And why is it that we keep seeing the destruction of the pillars of the foundations of this country? I watched this video two or three times. And each time I just got more upset. And my wife and I were sitting here talking just before I started to record. And she said, you know, you were a cop for a long time, Doug. Would you have ever done something like that? My immediate answer is, hell no, of course not. I can't understand where the mindset is on our politicians or for our police officers. Now, I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you are a police officer or in the military, you took an oath to the Constitution of the United States to protect we the people from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help you God. That was a blood oath. And brothers and sisters in blue, that shield that you wear comes from a very long, long history of knights who bore shields to protect their kingdoms and the citizens therein. That is still what police officers should still be thinking about when they put their belt on every morning, when they put the gun into the belt, when you finish putting your boots on and button up your blouse, before you call yourself in service, before you say that prayer, before you kiss your loved ones goodbye, because that could be your last time doing it. Remember that it's we the people that you serve, not the politicians, not the mayor, not the behest of some criminal organization. It's we the people. You are we the people. Our law enforcement are American citizens. The police, the people. The people, police, the police. That is a very, very old saying within the world of law enforcement, but it is very quickly being forgotten. And I'll just say this, NYPD. You are going down a path that you may not be able to turn back from. We've already seen from all the different protests and riots at how many people hate us as police officers. At how many people want to kill us, want to harass us or harass our families. How many politicians are against us. And for the longest time, the American people were for you. I want to say are still for you. I'm still for you. But if you continue down this route, you're going to turn the last bastion of hope that the United States has against you, which is we, the people. You are not serving these lords of the manor, these politicians, as corrupt as they come, do not tell you what to do when you're serving a felony warrant or when you encounter the prostitute or the pimp on the street or when you encounter the random druggie who's lost his mind and now is rampaging down the road naked. They're not there for you whenever you have to put your hands on them, when you got to sit there and try your best to arrest them or maintain control of that subject while they're resisting. They're not there whenever you're pulling a person out of a burned down home or out of a vehicle through a very horrific crash. And I have been on my share of deadly crashes and having to remove people from the car who are deceased. That is a horrific sight that I don't wish on anyone. But law enforcement does it every day. We do so much every day that the world does not get to see. And we don't even talk about it. Because between the politicians, and between, you know, feuding, I guess you could say, demographics, you know, you have supervisors that are trying to write you up for anything that you do. God forbid you try to do your job to the best of your ability. Everybody videotapes you. Everybody tries to harass you now where you arrest somebody. The job's hard. The job is very hard. It is very demanding. Unlike our dear brethren, the second responders, the firefighters, we don't get those days off. We don't get a firehouse to hang out in with the boys. You're out on the street and you're patrolling. You're working homicides, you're working kidnappings, child sex rings, violent felony arrests, working terrorism units. There's all different types of aspects out there that law enforcement does, let alone the beat officer. The regular officer who's out there going from domestic call to, you know, chasing a drunk guy, driving down the road, running into everything, to then, you know, possibly showing up to a something as severe as an infantile death. The average day-by-day police officer sees things that the normal human being does not see and internalizes it, which is why law enforcement turns to very depressed people, very angry people, very, I would have to say, misunderstood people. You learn to become very robotic. You learn to become, you learn to disassociate yourself from regular people. And you look at people very differently. And it's hard whenever you live that life to try and be a normal person. But you still have the ability to be a normal, decent human being off duty and on duty. And America needs to see decent, caring, courageous police officers. Not only do we, the people, deserve it since we're paying for it, but you deserve to be that person because you never know when you may be able to inspire a young man or woman who's about to commit a crime or who's trying to commit suicide. I've been on plenty of those calls. Sometimes you're the person who talks someone off the ledge. Sometimes you're the person who tackles them off the ledge, risking your own life. Now, there are plenty of law enforcement haters out there, and I'm not even going to address you. If you want to live in a world without law enforcement, go to Mexico, go to Afghanistan. Let me know how it goes for you. But America, in America, we have police of all different types of flavors and varieties. And even though we may not agree with many of them, your regular city police officer and sheriff's department needs to be supported, but needs to be held accountable by the people. And what I'm seeing in NYPD, you are not being held accountable. The people are now protesting. NYPD are making various arrests on different types of restaurants or other types of, you know, social events for people who are protesting against the vaccine mandate that Mayor de Blasio has put out, his new draconian authoritative mandate. And if you do recall, the last show that I did, I discussed with you all the different European nations that have gone down this route. There are not many places in America that has gone that route. DC, California, NYPD, you know, maybe Seattle, maybe Oregon, maybe a few places here and there, but not to the extent that we're seeing in other countries. But we are moving in that direction, at least within the Democratic venues. These Democratic hellholes that a lot of people live in, don't get upset and shocked when the crime goes up the police become more unaccountable for the disservice that they give you. If you stay there, you're going to end up eventually dealing with it. My suggestion, just move. Move to a state where law enforcement cares about their job. Move to a state where the state cares about its citizens. There are plenty of other states out there. I invite you to come to Texas. We're always welcoming new people. So, have we gone too far yet? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to discuss some philosophical things and some stuff that's really pissed me off. I hope you guys are ready. We'll see you right after.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes, precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
And we're back. Well, we're going to get into some philosophical discussions of what policing should be and what normal should look like in America and why it's not. And why we have a city that has gone completely dystopian. Why we have a city where people still live there for some damn reason. And are dealing with what could eventually be more than half the nation's future. So I'm going to read a few things to you. Hope you're ready. NYPD vax passport enforces breakup of child's birthday party after demanding vaccine passports. This sickens me to read this to you. Doing my best not to swear, not to yell, but to just inform you of how pissed off I am that I have to read this to you. Because as a former federal police officer, I am disgusted with what the NYPD has turned into. You are no longer the greatest police department in the world. You are a disgrace. The NYPD Strategic Response Group, an officer demanded the child and the rest of the partygoers leave a restaurant and then made an announcement that anyone without a vaccine passport must leave this restaurant. They said if they choose to leave voluntarily, then no charges would be pursued. However, if anyone without the vaccine passport did not leave, then they would be charged with trespassing. And there were maybe a dozen of New York's finest present for this incident. They surrounded this child in a booth, whom I'm guessing was with his mother and maybe some associates or friends of the mother and the child, and made this boy visibly upset. He started to cry. He was scared. And as a father, to see police officers surrounding me and my child while we're trying to celebrate a very precious birthday, and you dare interrupt because your mayor said that anyone without a mask or anyone without the passport, they can't have a normal life, and you're going to enforce it, you cowards. you yellow-bellied, red-coat cowards. How dare you put that badge on and represent every man and woman who wore it prior to you and lost their life in the line of duty. You freaking cowards. You Gestapo cowards. Just like in this book, Ordinary Men, the Reserve Police Battalion 101 and the Final Solution in Poland. Just like the rounding up of the Jews. What are you going to tell me? Just like what Reserve Police Battalion 101 said? We were just doing what we were told. We were just following orders. I'm going to tug on your heartstrings a little bit, America. Because you need to keep the police in line from time to time before they get out of line. And understand that you have politicians telling law enforcement what to do. Last time I looked, within my chain of command was not a Democrat or a Republican. Within my chain of command, whenever I was arresting somebody, I didn't call Nancy Pelosi. I didn't call Maxine Waters. I didn't call Ted Cruz. I called my supervisor. Or when I was under the realms of being a supervisor, I would get those phone calls. Not a politician, not the mayor, not the DA, not the AUSA. You have forgotten empathy. The one thing that separates us from the monsters. Empathy. You have become what they have hated for years. NYPD, you have given more credibility to the anti-police movement. And you're going to have people that are for you turn against you because you forgot who you serve. You don't serve the damn politicians. You serve we the people. How many times do I have to say this? I say it almost every week at this point. If I was at my desk and I had the officers who were there for this incident come and tell me, or hopefully give me some sort of a police report as what this young officer did and just how great he felt doing it, I would chew this guy's ass up and down. How dare you make a mockery of policing by telling a child they can't celebrate their birthday? Would you blow the candles out on his cake too and throw it in the trash? Get out of my office. Get out of my office. Go home. You're a disgrace. Get out of my face. Get out of my office. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear your little boots tinkling on the floor as you scaredly walk away. You're pathetic. I can't believe we hired you because you took an order from Bill de Blasio, the mayor. Oh, by the way, NYPD, it wasn't just a couple years ago when we all saw the video of you turning your back on de Blasio as he would walk by you because you disrespected him so much, because you hated him so much, because he was such a worthless piece of trash. And now you've turned into what? His little mask army? His little KGB unit? Papers, please. Papers, please. Oh, you don't have your papers, little boy? Well, get the hell out of the restaurant. What do you think you can do? Celebrate your birthday here? The exact words of this officer assigned to the Strategic Response Group for NYPD was this. And he announced it on a bullhorn for all to hear. If you leave voluntarily, you will not leave, or you will not have charges pressed against you. Otherwise, you will be arrested for trespassing. This will be your only warning. Now, I have given similar warnings like that before at riots, while a city was on fire, but not to a little boy or to patrons of a restaurant. Here's a question for you. Who called and made the complaint to NYPD that there was people in there, vaccinated or unvaccinated, masked or unmasked, for this establishment, for this restaurant? Do you care about making money? Do you want people to sit down in your booths and order your food? Obviously not. I don't have a good response for you. I want to flip my desk over and destroy my laptop. That's how mad I am right now. Because for years, I have argued with people on the left and the right who are against law enforcement, and I've tried to explain to them, you have good cops, you have bad cops. You have probably 90% good cops and 10%, 5% bad cops, and then 5% guys who are very shady and they don't know if they want to be good or bad. Because more than likely, they're going for a promotion. And I have fought that fight for years, arguing for police, that what we do is an honorable profession. But there are very, very many, many occasions where it is not. Ruby Ridge being one of them. You cannot be a good officer in a corrupt environment and still call yourself good. At that point, where was the good officer for this incident? For canceling this boy's birthday? He was probably 7. You know, this is a kid who, in New York, by the way, maybe he could grow up to be a criminal. Maybe he could have grew up to be one of New York's finest. You may have just made up his mind right there. Because now you just gave his mother ammunition for the next 10 years to talk about what a piece of trash NYPD is for this one thing, this one time they canceled this little boy's birthday. And he's going to grow up with that in his mind. Police are garbage. Police are trash. Police are tyrants. But once again, maybe I'm just preaching to the crowd. We are seeing time and time again where law enforcement is being abused by politicians. And we have law enforcement that goes along with it. Listen, if you're in this predicament and you are in law enforcement and they say, hey, we want you to go do this, tell your command to pound sand. I'm not doing that. Well, take me off the task force then. Make me a beat cop. Put me on desk duty. I am not doing that. I would not disgrace my badge and my name for any of this garbage. And I remember right before I got out of the government, they were wanting us to enforce COVID, you know, mask and all this other crazy stuff the government wanted to do. And our agency inevitably said, we are not the mask police. That's up to the designated official and for the facility security committees of these government installations, these government buildings, to decide what the rules and regulations for that facility will be. Now, 41 CFR already gives you a parameter of what building rules and regulations are based off of what the GSA has stated, but underlining from that is what a designated official or an FSC will say, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. Well, what almost every single one of them said is you can't come in the building or be serviced by the government if you don't have a mask. So we ended up passing out masks. I would even go out to my car and say, hold on, sir or ma'am, I have a spare mask if you need to go in and see Social Security or IRS. Because we all know how much of a pain in the ass those people are. The agencies, not the patrons. Sensible, objectively reasonable officers are what you are the representation of all that is good in law enforcement. When they got this call to go to, I think it's an Applebee's, to go to this Applebee's and then approach this family, did you have to go through with it? Now, I would like to know, once again, I would like to know, did the owners of the store say that, well, we want them fined for trespassing if they refuse to leave? If so, you're really crappy people. You're like severely, severely under the septic tank, crappy people, if you did that to this little boy. Once again, if you don't like it, get the hell out of New York. Officers that were there for this incident, you did not have to go through with that. You're not beholden to anybody. If there's a violent crime being committed in front of you, that's understandable. If it is something below the misdemeanor level that is not a primary call for you to take, well, come on, man. You could have made up any excuse not to go. You could have said, yeah, tell them we're about an hour away. We're dealing with something. And hopefully by then that family would have just left. You could make up any excuse you want not to go on that call. I've been there. I've done that. If you're a cop and you're listening, you've made up excuses why not to go on a stupid call for the cat lady who's called you for the 12th time this week to say aliens are in the tree in her backyard. We've all dealt with those people. We've all dealt with people who complain about every single person who walks through the threshold of their environment, let's just say a business, and you know these people, you know the complaints. But if you look at this group, this strategic response group, they're walking around asking for people's COVID papers, for their passports. Doing random spot checks, I'm guessing, huh? You know, NYPD, you can no longer frisk people whenever you want. Unless it's for their COVID passport, right? What's funny is the way that policing should be is you're supposed to have some sort of a reasonable idea that some sort of criminal activity is afoot. That's your reasonable suspicion. And then you develop your probable cause for how you're either going to cite that person or arrest that person. Where was the reasonable suspicion that any type of criminal activity was afoot here? This was just people being petty and complaining. And I've been on those calls too. You know what I've done? You two figured this out. This is not worth police coming here and intervening because you two are in a disagreement. But if it's a owner of a business and they're complaining because this person refused to wear a mask, and in New York, they can refuse service if you don't wear a mask or you don't show your COVID passport. I don't want to say I understand the logic there, but there is logic there. But the fact is, New York, you're supposed to be like the representation of America. What type of an example are New Yorkers setting? Now, I know that New Yorkers and Texans, we go back and forth. We call you yuppies and city slickers. And Yankees, and y'all call us, hillbillies and rednecks and inbreds and all that funny stuff. But at least we're patriotic. Because at this point, New York, I'm questioning your patriotism. I'm questioning your oath. This is not right. I hope someone from the Fraternal Order of Police finds out about this. And contacts this family some way, somehow, and apologizes. NYPD, you owe this little boy a birthday. You owe this little boy a birthday. I don't expect you to give them a birthday cake. I don't expect you to do anything. You're too busy holding Bill de Blasio's pocket, apparently. But you owe that little boy a birthday. You should be ashamed. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. I really would. I hope you discuss this with your friends. If you have friends that are in law enforcement, show them this video. Ask them what they would have done. Ask them what type of excuse would they have made up not to go on that call. Guarantee you most cops will give you some sort of an excuse. Also recently, NYPD has arrested multiple protesters at a Burger King in Brooklyn. These protesters were out there voicing their concerns against the vaccine passports, showing up without their passports, without a mask, protesting, peacefully protesting, and being arrested. This is all a result of Mayor de Blasio and his dystopian, authoritative vaccine mandate. Just like what is happening in more than a dozen Western society-based nations in Europe, in Canada, and Australia, and New Zealand. I think we should change de Blasio's title from mayor to czar. Because he's the czar of New York City at this point. This guy's such a piece of garbage and trash anyways. But just for a little insight for you, I want you to know who the strategic response group is for the NYPD. Just for your better understanding, to show you what level of bullcrap this call to cancel this boy's, you know, his birthday really was. The NYPD strategic response group was established in 2015. And has been tasked with immediate intervention duties during periods of civil unrest, terrorist incidents, or other citywide emergencies. There are approximately 800 of these officers currently serving, and they get funding from the Department of Homeland Security. So, is that what we're doing? Are we funding an organization like this to stop crime, to stop, you know, mobs and mafia, to stop terrorist incidents and, you know, drug smuggling, to break up all the violent crimes from all the violent gangs, and also occasionally snuff out the candles on a little boy's dream? So many words I want to say that I can't right now. But I am disgusted. I am absolutely disgusted. And if you watch the video of this one cop, man, he looks awfully proud about what he's doing. You know, they're walking around in groups of, you know, what, a dozen? Let me see your papers. Let me see your papers. Hey, you criminal. You're a great American, doing a good job. Hey, little boy, you can't have no birthday here. You don't have your papers on you. Bad things go around in circles, my friends. Keep showing the world the ass that you're making of yourself, and the world is going to show you what they think about you. Just wait for the next riots, NYPD. You're going to have people from both sides of the aisle show up. I, for one, do not like riots. I don't like protests. They can be quite the headache to deal with. Based on a law enforcement function. Riots can be fun at times, if the crowd's really going and if we're allowed to use certain party favors. But other than that, what are you guys doing with your time? I fail to understand where you're getting the funding and where you're getting the motivation to go out and to ask for vaccine passports. This is the same NYPD who, back during the beginning of COVID, were going to Jewish communities and harassing the Jewish community. Or were demanding that everybody take the vaccine or you'll be fired. And this is the same Bill de Blasio who was also pro anti-law enforcement. America, we're in some serious trouble if we don't wake up. We're not even into 2022 and I still have to talk about this. I have like history lessons and philosophical discussions for you. I would love to stop talking about COVID and stupid people and corrupt agencies, but apparently that is becoming the main topic that I keep having to discuss. You know, I was in the military for a while. I did some other things outside the military, and then I was in law enforcement for 10 years. So that's kind of like my brief history, right? But I do like to talk about other things, and there are other subjects that I would love to talk about. I'm eventually going to have guests on that you may or may not have heard of, and we're going to talk about other things, hopefully, than this ridiculous crap that I'm having to discuss with you right now. But I find it to be so important that you need to hear this from someone who just got out of law enforcement. I didn't get out of law enforcement and take 3 or 4 years off and then decide to do a radio show. I left in middle of September. Left everything. And now I'm doing this. I have a fresh idea. I have a good understanding of where the current stasis or status of law enforcement is in this country and what we were just recently doing. And what's going on now? And I'm telling you, the dynamics of law enforcement changed with COVID. And people changed. Law enforcement officers changed. You went around telling people, oh, you got to be 6 feet apart from each other. You can't go play on this playground, you stupid kids. You might spread COVID everywhere. What do you think that playground's for? I remember when they started to ask us in our positions, our higher-ups were asking us in our positions about all these possible stipulations. Now, where I used to work at, every single person there is a veteran. Every single person there is a veteran. So we all already have a little bit of an edge and a chip on our shoulder, and we all already have that, I guess you could say, maturity. Where we already don't like half the things we're doing anyways, but it was a decent paycheck. And then we got told this stupid stuff about COVID and the restrictions and the blah, 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 blah. And you know what most of us said? Yeah, screw that. We're not doing that. But you know what's funny? As a lot of those guys who said, screw that, I'm not taking a shot. You can fire me then. Almost every single one of them took a shot. They capitulated. Where do you stand on your morals, your principles, and your values when it comes to an oath? One day, law enforcement, you are going to be given a choice to break your oath to we the people and follow the politician's orders or be fired. Let me tell you something, law enforcement. There are many other jobs out there besides just law enforcement, besides just working security. I know for a lot of us guys who, you know, we were more or less born and bred to carry the sword, it's hard to put the sword down. But you can pick up that aspect of serving your community and your country in other ways. Look at what I'm doing. I never thought I'd be sitting here talking to a microphone. I thought I would be retired. I thought I would live out my life as a law enforcement officer and hopefully survive it. But I disagree morally and based off of American values and traditions. I disagree with this government. I disagree with our politicians. I disagree with many of the leaders that are within the realms of law enforcement for bending the knee to Black Lives Matter and capitulating, or for looking the other way whenever you had that dirtbag officer who ended up, you know, causing X, Y, and Z problems. I know a lot of the dirt. And I know a lot that we ignore and we overlook and we try to bury. I'm telling you right now, law enforcement, get your act together before America decides they don't want you anymore, that they don't respect you anymore, and that they don't need you anymore. Because when America says we don't need law enforcement anymore, we'll enforce our own damn laws, the politicians will say, well, look, all these people aren't following the laws now. Go get them. And they're going to turn you against we, the people. Don't think so? Law enforcement, here's some homework for you. Ordinary Men. Pick up this book, Ordinary Men. Reserve Police Battalion 101 and the Final Solution in Poland. I want to read to you a quick excerpt when we come back from this break. And it's hard to read. But trust me, it potentially could be our future if we keep going this route. We'll be right back.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, you will own nothing and you will love it. And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
And we're back. I'm going to get back on a topic I was just talking about right before I left. Law enforcement, you're going to be given an option to do the right thing or to follow the authoritarians and the dictators and the tyrants. Be very careful of your choices. And many of you say, that's not going to affect me. I'll just look the other way. Okay. Keep saying that and wait till you are faced for that one day when you're going to be forced to do your job in front of your coworkers, or you're going to be forced to out yourself. And I know many of you cops right now, just like I was a prior cop, and I know many of you may be saying, not me, I'll never do that, or this guy's stupid, he's just saying a bunch of crazy stuff, he's just, disenfranchised. I'm not disenfranchised, but because of the way this government is, I could not be a cop anymore. I wanted to retire as one. I did the job for 10 years. If I wanted to do something different, I would have done it 10 years ago. I wanted to be a cop. Not going to say I loved my job because, man, if I loved my job, I'd be fishing on a lake every day. But I understood the necessity, and at least I could say I was one good guy in a corrupt system, but it has come to me that lie that I was telling myself no longer applies with this current state of mind in our government. Does not apply anymore. It is an excuse at this rate. Do not shake your head and roll your eyes and say, nah, when things get that bad, I'll just quit. Okay, we'll see. We'll see how many of you just bend over and take the shot, how many of you put the mask back on, how many of you will go out and arrest people for not taking their shot or not taking their mask, and then rounding them up and putting them in the COVID camps. Don't think that's happening. It's happening in other major countries who are allies. Surely it wouldn't happen in the United States, though it's happening in Canada. I want to read to you out of this book, Ordinary Men. Pale and nervous, with choking voice and tears in his eyes, Police Commander Trapp, they called him Papa Trapp, Major Wilhelm Trapp, visibly fought to control himself as he spoke. The battalion, he said plaintively, had to perform a frightfully unpleasant task. This assignment was not to his liking, indeed it was highly regrettable, but the orders came from the highest authorities. If it would make their task any easier, the men should remember that in Germany the bombs were falling on women and children. He then turned to the matter at hand. The Jews had instigated the American boycott that had damaged Germany. One policeman remembered Trapp saying, "There were Jews in the village of Jozwał," and this is in Poland, "who were involved in the partisans," he explained according to two others. The battalion had now been ordered to round up these Jews. The male Jews of working age were to be separated and taken to a work camp. The remaining Jews, the women, children, and elderly, were to be shot on spot by the battalion. Having explained what awaited his men, Trapp then made an extraordinary offer. If any of the older men among them did not feel up to the task that lay before him, he could step out and not be involved. One day, just doing your duty, just doing as you're told, just following orders, will not prevent you from the Nuremberg trials. They will not prevent your safety when the population has lost its mind and decides to come after you. When you were the law enforcement officer involved in rounding up people and putting them into camps for whatever reason, political dissidents, due to some sort of a war happening internally or externally, or because of COVID. Go ahead and start rounding up people's families. See how fast this nation turns on you and comes for you. I don't want it to happen. I want my police officers to respect my life, to respect my Bill of Rights, to respect me as an American, because I do the same in return. But eventually we're going to come to a crossroads in America where people are going to choose a paycheck over your freedom. Just like how we saw in Nazi Germany, people chose a paycheck over human life, to the point that these men were considered to be professional killers, rounding up people, shooting them on sight, having them dig their own graves and mass graves. And then they would have these people to strip down naked at times, and one by one, shooting these innocent people. Sometimes the police officers and the SS officers would just line up in a line, and everyone would get one round center mass in the chest, or in the forehead, or in the back. And then the bodies would plummet forward into the graves. And then the men who would be going to the work camp, who were used to dig the graves, would then spread lie over the corpses of their now fallen and slain family members, or killed within the actions of violently attacking their murderers, and then joining their families. America, you have been given a choice. A choice that happened to Germany many years ago. And Germany decided to go the wrong direction. And the world came down on them for it. America, if you go the wrong direction, the world will come down on us for it. And I just don't think God is going to be there to protect us for that. Now, I'm not speaking for the individual Christian, but as a nation, I believe God will remove his hand eventually. Even in Revelation, I believe it was chapter 17, even after the plagues, the trumpets, even after the opening of all the seals, even after the Antichrist and the false prophet, God still stretched his hand out and sent an angel amongst the nations to try and save people. But we have a disobedient, a disloyal people in this nation who has forgotten their God, who has forgotten the founding fathers and their history. They have forgotten what it means to be an American, to the point they have forgotten what it means to be human or humane. And we are going to reap the harvest of that misery if we keep going down this path. So, prepare accordingly with your physical goods, with your spiritual goods. Hold your families tight. You never know. You just never know when tomorrow may be the day that all this madness starts. Pray for the safety of this nation. Pray for the safety of you and your family. Sorry for the somber message, but I believe it needed to be put out. NYPD, change your ways. I'm Doug Thornton. This is American Vindicta. Out.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.